This is No Cover, No Minimum Radio. I'm Steve Zwemke. Twin Cities indie band Communist Daughter was the very first band to take the stage at the inaugural Black Hills Music Festival on May 23, 2015. Communist Daughter formed after a failed attempt by bandleader Johnny Solomon to walk away from music. Drug addiction, a trip to jail, and the breakup of his band Friends Like These gave Solomon the idea to move away from the Twin Cities. He made it as far as Prescott, Wisconsin, a small town in which he found little to do. Instead of leaving music behind, Solomon found that he was still able to write and that he still had music in him. By 2009, Solomon had put together a group of Twin Cities musicians and Communist Daughter was born. Solomon joined me on Dakota Midday prior to the Black Hills Music Festival. You've got to tell us about the name Communist Daughter. That's a unique name. Where did that come from?
It's, you know, there's a tradition of bands naming themselves after songs of bands that they're kind of they're fans of. Neutral Milk Hotel is a band that I love, and they have a song called Communist Daughter. And when I was coming up with a band name, I didn't really think that anybody would actually be listening to my band. I was just a guy in a basement. So I just picked that name, and within a couple months, we were on the charts, you know, on the radio, so we kind of had to stick with it.
Neutral Milk Hotel, is that right?
Yeah. Neutral Milk Hotel.
Is that a band that's still in existence then, or?
Well, it wasn't. It was a pretty obscure band that was, they had kind of disappeared about 10 years earlier, and they'd only put out two records and one big record, and then they just kind of fell off the face of the earth. But then, as soon as we started getting popular, they magically reappeared and did a reunion tour, and now they're touring and making new music. And so I felt a little bit sheepish about that, but, you know, I couldn't go back.
That's the one nice thing about being in a band. You can say you're retired, but they never really retire, do they?
Yeah, no, it's just, you can take long breaks.
Yeah. Now, the CD and two EPs that your band has released really sound like you guys have played together for a long time. Did you play music with any of the other members of Communist Daughter before you founded the group in 2009? And can you describe how you guys found this great chemistry so soon?
Yeah, it's, you know, I've been playing with one of the guys. He's a guitar player. He plays bass in our band. But I've been playing with, his name's Adam Switlick, basically since I learned how to play guitar. He's a way better guitar player than me, but I was in a band with him called Friends Like These, and when I needed some guys to fill out my new band, he said he'd join only if he got to play bass and not have to do too much work, and it was my way of, like, sneaking him in there. And, of course, now he has to work like crazy. Cause I knew if I got him in the door, he would be 100%. But, you know, so I've been playing with him forever. And then the other guys were all musicians around the Twin Cities that I knew and had played shows with but never played together. And there's something just really clicked when we started playing. When Molly joined the band, it kind of felt magical then, and so we were all set. We knew that was the lineup we wanted.
Molly Moore, who became Mrs. Johnny Solomon in 2013, also joined as a vocalist. She met Johnny when he operated a restaurant in Prescott, Wisconsin. Communist Daughter released the single Not the Kid early in 2010. It reached number one on KCMP-FM in the Twin Cities, better known as The Current. Communist Daughter's first CD, Soundtrack to the End, came out the next month, with two of the songs being featured on ABC's Grey's Anatomy. Two EPs have followed, 2011's Something Wicked This Way Comes, and in 2012, Lions and Lambs. The group's first 6 years has also seen a few lineup changes. Communist Daughter's current lineup is Johnny Solomon on guitar and vocals, Molly Solomon on vocals, Steve Yazgar on drums, Adam Switlick on bass guitar and vocals, Dylan Marcus on keyboards and vocals, and Al Wires on guitar, although Wires missed the band's Black Hills Music Festival concert. We'll have more with Johnny Solomon later in the show, including a post-concert update on the band. But right now, Communist Daughter on No Cover, No Minimum Radio.
We're very pleased to welcome our very first band, and again, the very first music festival from the Twin Cities. Please welcome Communist Daughter.
It's 20 pieces for my soul. Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Thanks.
I think we're beating the storm here. I don't know if you guys know this, but it's gorgeous here. Yeah. We're from Minneapolis and St. Paul, Minnesota. All right, let's play some more rock and roll. Thanks very much. We'll be right back. just fall down. When we were young, we go down to the park. We catch all the fireflies and put them in jars. We never knew that they'd die. We never really thought that far. I am not the kid you knew. I am not the kid you remember. When we were younger, we were scared of the dark. We closed our eyes and pulled the sheets over our heads. We didn't want to see what's there, like the shadows under the bed. And now that I'm older, I look back on those days. I wish I had them back, cause the shadows are gone. Or at least they're not that strong as the shadows in my head. Kid you knew. I'm not the kid you remember. I'm not the kid you knew. I'm not the kid you remember. Taking with my name on, climbing an apple tree with blue shoes. You think it was me? I could swear it was you. Oh, I'm not the kid you knew. Not the kid you remember. I'm not the kid you knew. I'm not the kid you remember. I'm not the kid you knew. I'm not the kid you remember. Kid you knew. I'm not the kid you remember. Thanks, everybody. Thank you very much. My fingers are freezing. It's summer, right? Is it summer? Spring? Have you put your beans in the ground yet? I don't know. Sometimes I say things that don't make sense. I just roll with it. And then Molly behind me gets me a little, what? All right. We're going to play a new one. We got a new record coming out later, hopefully later this year, maybe early next year. It's done. It's out of my hands. This song's called Balboa Bridge. If it hits you right, well, you don't even know. The night and turning into stone. And I hate to call it home, cause it hurts to be alone. time is says it's hard to let you go. And I hate to call it on, 'cause it hurts to be alone. I'm going up to the 5-4 bridge. I wanna fly more than I wanna live. I'm going off the Santa Monica Pier. I wanna get so far from here, somewhere where it's warm. This is our first time that the full band's been out here on the western side of South Dakota. I had to do that north, never eat shredded wheat. I got it, west side. Here's a couple more new ones for you.
I started to roll a
for this last show, but we burned our ears ago. I see it's starting to rain out there. Be safe, people. Be safe. All right. We'll be right back.
on. Thanks for being out in the rain. I'm so sorry.
You're listening to No Cover, No Minimum Radio on SDPB. We'll have more from Communist Daughter from the 2015 Black Hills Music Festival in a moment. One of Communist Daughter's most listened to songs is Speed of Sound. It was featured on Grey's Anatomy, and we'll hear it performed shortly. Solomon explained how it has been an important song in the band's growth.
Yeah, no, Speed of Sound is it's an interesting song to us because our band is much more of, I'd say a rock band, but yeah, indie folk rock. And nationally, that's the song that I think kind of picked up the most steam. So in the Twin Cities, people more know us as a rock band, but then we go out across the country and they kind of expect a quiet folk band to show up. So it's nice to be able to play both ways.
It's funny how those tags work.
Yeah. No, well, everybody wants to put us in a little box.
Right.
They need a couple words to describe us.
John, the song Speed of Sound actually appears on a couple of your releases. Why did you decide to put it in the Lions and Lambs EP 2 years after it was on your debut CD?
You know, our debut CD came out kind of just locally, and then I kind of had to take some time off after that came out. I actually went to treatment and got sober, and the band took a little hiatus. And so we wanted to reintroduce ourselves to the country. It was our first national release, the Lions and Lambs EP. So I think a lot of people in the industry, music industry people, thought it would be better to stick one of our old songs on that EP so people kind of remembered who we were.
Yeah.
We had it all remixed that sounded better, you know, like once we grew up into a real band, it was time to get everything radio ready. So we had somebody remix it and play it for everyone.
You just kind of touched on it, and without going into a lot of detail, you know, you've faced a lot of adversity in your life. How much has meeting and eventually marrying your singer Molly Moore kept you grounded, and has it enhanced your creating process when it comes to your music?
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, I definitely wouldn't be where I'm at just personally without having met her. And then the band, you know, her, the first time she sang with the band, that's when we kind of all locked in together and knew that we had something. But just personally, she was there and kind of spurred me to get my life back together and helped me go through treatment. And I've been sober now since. It's probably 4.5 years since I went into treatment, and you know, it's kind of a journey that seemed to be meant to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, just meeting her randomly in a small town in Wisconsin, and suddenly here we are, you know, got married, things are great. She's gonna be singing a lot more on the new record. She's gonna be singing some lead lines in the new songs. So I think we've definitely grown into a new sound.
More with Johnny Solomon coming up shortly, including an update on Communist Daughter's new recording project. Back to their set from the Black Hills Music Festival as Communist Daughter performs Speed of Sound on No Cover, No Minimum Radio.
All right, we're going to play something mellow for you so you can feel sad in the rain. That's what sad songs are about, sitting in the rain. Hiding your tears. I don't know. That's what I do. Name. so I guess I better go. Nights wasted on the speed of sound. I still think that I just might come around for one more. Ooh, 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 ooh. There's always nights to play. But sometimes in life it's certain like your name. And the louder that the songs get played, the more the songs will start to sound the same. And I'm afraid I'll stay. It's not because of all the things that you would say. It's 'cause every time I fall in love, it's another time I watch you walk away. All right, we're going to play a few more songs here as it starts to pick up to rain. And then if you guys like anything, we got merch up.
Oh, yeah, we have some merch over at the merch tent, and I will be running over there after our set if you want to say hi or buy something or just say hi.
I always wanted to sing this song in the middle of a rainstorm. Softly through my stereo, and all the witches. tried to make the only amends. Now it's just a soundtrack to the end. And all the songs were new, and they broke our hearts in two, but we still walked away. And I just pushed on through, and I made my muscles move, so I don't have to stay. It's not right to carry on. It might be over, but she isn't gone. And you never listened anyway. You guys are troopers.
Thank you so much.
Troopers. We got two more songs for you. Thanks for having us out. We're going to play a couple of rock and rollers. I don't know why I need to tell people what category our songs are in, but ethnomusicologist, that's me. All right, thanks, everybody. We're going to play one more song, and then we're all done here. It stopped raining, didn't it? Yeah. See how that works? I don't know how that works. I'm not a meteorologist. I am an ethnomusicologist. Molly's cold. All right. Once again, we'll be back around the merch stuff. If you guys like this, we'll say hi. Thank you very much for Communist Daughter.
Communist Daughter, recorded May 23rd, 2015 at the inaugural Black Hills Music Festival, presented by Ginger Gray Entertainment at Elkhorn Ridge RV Resort east of Spearfish. I visited with Communist Daughter's Johnny Solomon again on August 20th. He had an update on the band's new CD, and we visited about the first year of Western South Dakota's new music festival. First of all, your impressions of the Black Hills Music Festival, other than the weather, did you enjoy your time at the festival?
Yeah, it was great. It's such a cool part of the country that I feel like it's such an underrated part of the country. I mean, we in the past probably like I think I was just talking today. We've been in all four corners of the U.S. in the last like 4 or 5 months, and by far the Black Hills area is one of my favorites. I think the people there, it's like a spread out, artistic, cool community. And that where that festival was such a beautiful view. It was a bummer about the weather, but besides that, everything about it was pretty awesome.
Yeah. How hard did it rain during your set? Did it have a big effect on how concertgoers were able to enjoy your performance?
Well, it seemed like it was a pretty wet and cold experience for, I'd say probably 2/3 of our set. But it, I don't know. We were under. It was like a beautiful sunny before we played and right after we played. So, I think we just maybe our moody music brought the weather.
Well, plus you guys were down a guitar, from what I understand, before you even got there.
Yeah, our lead guitar player came down with pneumonia right before we left town, so we had to leave him in the Twin Cities, and we were out. I think we were only out for like a week or week and a half, maybe, for that trip. But I know that he was he said he was starting to feel a lot better by that day, so he was pretty bummed that he missed that show.
When we visited with you back in May, we touched on a new recording project, and the band did play some new songs in Spearfish. Do you have an update on where Communist Daughter is at now in that process as compared to 3 months ago?
Yeah, the album's done. It's we recorded with Kevin Bowe, who'd worked with like the Replacements, mm-hmm. and the Meat Puppets, and then I went down to Nashville, and it was mixed with the guy who did the Alabama Shake, and now it's somewhere in Brooklyn getting mastered, and I mean everything is getting so close to being done. We're hoping that singles will start coming out by the end of the year, but as it stands, everything looks really good to be released very soon.
Yeah, you threw out some big names there too, and obviously with this news, fans are going to be very excited. You and your wife Molly, who's a key player in Communist Daughter, of course, have some shows scheduled with just the two of you next month in Madison and in Sioux Falls. Are you playing Communist Daughter songs or some other songs that maybe the two of you have been working on? What can we expect?
Well, yeah, we play, it's basically the same songs, only it's kind of the way that they're written, which is just an acoustic guitar and Molly and me singing. It's, you know, a lot of, because of our music, it runs the gamut from full band rock songs, which probably you get a little bit more of with that recording of the Black Hills Festival. But we also have a lot of acoustic and slow mellow songs, and so when we play, it's just Molly and I. We play a lot more of those off of the record, and so we'll be playing most of that stuff and some of the new songs. And it's just a great way for Molly and I to keep out on the road and keep singing our songs. I feel like people don't have, the only way to get the full experience of Communist Daughter is to see both the full band and to see Molly and I just acoustic. So it's like two different versions of the same thing.
Mm-hmm. In continuing, it sounds like maybe it's a way of keeping the music and the performances and the energy fresh by doing something different. Do you plan more shows like this in the future with just you and Molly?
We probably do about half and half of our shows.
Okay.
Just Molly and I acoustic, and then the full band. I think it really depends on the venue and where. Molly and I spent a lot of time on the road this past year because as the band's getting ready for the new record to come out, the band will tour a lot more when the new record comes out. But it's nice that Molly and I can still hit the road with the two of us.
Yeah, and you have kind of a thing going here with South Dakota now. You've played some shows here. You have more coming up. You've been here on No Cover, No Minimum, and done the White Wall sessions. Is there kind of a special connection to South Dakota you guys have right now?
Yeah, it's funny how we kind of just connect with people where it almost feels like a second home. I know that I've just made a lot of good friends in South Dakota, and it's weird how it feels like it's just an extension of the people I know from Minnesota. And we stay with friends now when we're in South Dakota. We stay at people's houses, and it just feels like an extension of home. So it's good people.
For more information, go to communistdaughter.com. Thanks to Johnny Solomon. Thanks also to Ginger Gray Entertainment. Keep up to date on upcoming shows by logging on to gingergrayentertainment.com and bhmusicfest.com. This concert was recorded by Fire Station 7 Studios of Rapid City. You can hear this concert again or any of our archived shows by going to sdpb.org. Click Listen, then Radio Programs. I'm Steve Zwemke. Join us again next week for another No Cover, No Minimum Radio. Concerts from South Dakota for South Dakota. A presentation of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.